This is Dr. D'Souza dictating on Kenneth Valdez. Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, Valdez, V-A-L-D-E-S, Valdez. Date of birth, V as in Victor, V-A-L-D-E-S. Date of birth is 2/28/68. Date of visit is 7/10/25. Please make a copy for Mikala Haynes, M-I-K-A-L-A, Mikala Haynes, H-A-Y-N-E-S, I'm sorry, not Haynes, H-U-G-H-E-S, Hughes, Mikala Hughes, A-P-R-N, Mikala Hughes, A-P-R-N. Next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath with activity. Next paragraph, history was an illness. This is a 57-year-old obese male who has been experiencing shortness of breath with minimal activity. Was recently seen at the urgent care center for dyspnea, which was worsening, and a CTA of the chest was done on 4/24/25, which showed no pulmonary embolus, and the lungs were clear, and there were no effusions or pulmonary infiltrates, period. The patient does have a past history of Bell's palsy, and states that his abdomen has been bloated, and he is unable to bend down and tie his laces, and has been short of breath with minimal activity, and also has had some snoring, period. He also has some cough with mild wheezing, and denies some aphthesis, fevers, or chills. He has not been treated for hypertension or diabetes, period. Has a long-standing history of smoking for 40 years. Next paragraph, past history includes history for Bell's palsy with left facial weakness. He has had an episode of rhabdomyolysis with dehydration and heavy alcohol use. History for tonsillectomy remotely. And no history for pneumonia or chronic lung disease that he knows of. Next, habits of patient smoked a pack per day for 43 years and quit last month. No alcohol use presently. Next, family history. Mother died of stage 4 cancer. Father also died of lung cancer. Next, paragraph, allergies, none. Next, system review. The patient has had weight gain, shortness of breath, wheezing, cough. He has heartburn and abdominal distension and constipation. He has occasional chest pains and palpitations and no leg swelling. He has anxiety attacks. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. He denies sore throat or hoarseness. He has no cataracts or glaucoma. And does have headaches and numbness of the extremities. No blackout spells, no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical med list, none at the present time. Next, physical exam, this obese middle-aged male, alert. Face was flushed. His blood pressure 130 over 80. Pulse is 96. Respiration is 20. Temperature 98.5. Weight is 216. Saturation 93. HEND abnormal spheric pupils are reactive. Sclera over injected. Throat is clear. Ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no venous distension. Trachea midline, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with diffuse wheezes bilaterally and distant breath sounds. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur and S3. The abdomen is soft, obese, with mild epigastric tenderness. Liver just fell below the costal margin. The bowel sounds are active. And extremities reveal the no edema, no cap tenderness, Hohmann sign is negative. Reflexes 1 plus, there are no motor or sensory deficits. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1, chronic dyspnea with probable COPD. Number 2 is possible obstructive sleep apnea. Number 3 is exogenous obesity. And number 5 is a history of Bell's palsy. Oh, can you please add in the physical exam, H-E-E-N-T. The patient has a left facial paralysis with drooping of the cheek and left lip. Please add that in the physical exam. And at the end, Bell's palsy with left facial paralysis. Okay, next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study, CBC, BMPIGE level. He was given a nebulizer with albuterol solution, TID, and also placed on Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs, BID. Weight loss was discussed, sleep study will be arranged, the patient will come back for a follow-up visit in approximately 1 month. Thank you for this consultation.